Thanks for listening to Culture and Agriculture. My name is Tate Cronin with the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture, and today we are sitting down with Dr. Larry Steckel, row crop weed specialist with the UT Department of Plant Sciences. We are here to discuss some challenges faced by local farmers regarding pesticide resistance in weeds in row crop agriculture. Larry, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Well, it's June and it's dry, so that's probably the biggest thing that's going on. Hopefully we'll get a rain this weekend and that'll really help. We don't need a repeat of last June when all the crops burned up and it was a bad time. Really hard on our corn. Cotton and soybeans got a little rain late and that helped us out. But hopefully we'll get some rain here this June and not do a repeat of June in 2022. So that's probably the primary thing. The big thing I get calls on, of course, are weeds. So, the call by far of this week has been I can't kill, my Palmer Amaranth in cotton and soybeans with dicamba. So I've fielded a lot of calls of those and also went and visited a lot of these fields and visited with a lot of farmers on the Turin rows that have a lot of concerns on what to do now.
All right. So what solutions are available to help farmers with managing their weeds?
Well, there's no real great solution. If you have Extend Flex cotton or Extend Flex soybeans, the best thing to do is get out there with Liberty as soon as possible and try and get those escapes, the pigweed that got escaped from dicamba. Now, the ones that are small, I walked several fields where farmers could not have been more timely. I mean, they were doing everything that they could and really right, and it still wasn't working. They were on very small pigweed that was 1 to 2 inches tall. And 2 weeks out, maybe 50% of them were dead. A good number of them were recovering nicely, and then there was everything in between. So on those, you try and get on them as quick as you can with Liberty, and hopefully that will take them out. Some of those look like they were growing back pretty robustly. So really, they may need to do a sequential application of Liberty, or better yet, is get the hoods out. I know some of them, maybe some folks got some hoods, they can get out and run Diuron MSMA or Paraquat under a hood and try and really finish them off in cotton. In soybeans, basically Liberty's the only thing we got in those narrow rows, so probably a sequential application of Liberty is going to be the best bet.
Will that help solve the problem, or are there still instances of the weeds surviving
additional applications? Well, last year we had weeds survive dicamba followed by Liberty, and I would expect we'll see more of the same this year. It's just it's not as many surviving it. So hopefully we'll get enough knocked down that you'll still get pretty good yield out of your crop. Now, long term, this is really a concern because we're at the end of the rope. There's no real new herbicide modes of action out there. So we're going to have to do, quite frankly, some things you don't pour out of a jug if we're going to manage a lot of these weeds going forward as we think about 2024 and beyond. Crop rotation, some of these fields have been continuous cotton. I mean, think about if it's practical at all, get some corn in there because we've got some herbicides in corn that will manage pigweed. But that would be one big thing. Get the cultivators back out, and indeed, I saw some cultivators going yesterday. I hadn't seen those in a number of years, but we got folks getting the cultivator back out. Cover crops, maybe consider putting some cover crops out there. So integrating those in with these herbicides is going to be critical. And then probably the most important thing are getting pre-emergence herbicides out there and spray the seed, not the weed, because the only chance we got to control these weeds is to keep them from ever coming up, because clearly post-emergence we're scuffling at best trying to control.
So how long would it take for a new post-emergence treatment to come out? Would there be any new treatments in development, or is it really just making sure we get them before they emerge? Is that really the only solution?
That's the only solution in the near term. In near term, I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years out. There's no new herbicide that's going to rescue us out of this right now. So we're going to have to steward the herbicides we have now to try and manage this weed. Maybe beyond that, there'll be something, but it takes a long time to get a herbicide developed and then through the EPA regulatory process before a farmer can use it.
So all this new resistance we're seeing, like what threat is it posing to no-till agriculture? What is the impact going to be? Does it mean that we might have to go back to till agriculture in the future, or is that still just too early to tell?
No, I think we're going to see more tillage. And I was in the Lauderdale Bottom yesterday, and there was cultivators going, and I hadn't seen them in a while. So clearly, yeah, we're going to see more tillage. In that Lauderdale Bottom, it's not as big a deal because it's flat, but that's the exception to the rule here in Tennessee. So when we start seeing more and more issues up on the hills here in these rolling hills, I have a lot of concern with folks having the till to control the weed, but then all the erosion issues that are going to result from that are a real concern going forward because, you know, we got away from that back in the 70s and 80s when we adapted no-till, and I hate to go back there because that was not sustainable for keeping our fields intact.
So to talk a little bit about that, back in the 70s and 80s, what was about the timeline we were looking at to where we might not have any more good topsoil? About how many years would it take for that to really become a problem?
Well, it was a big problem then. So Don Tyler, he was our soil fertility research specialist here at Jackson at the time. He was estimating we were losing 40 tons of topsoil per year per acre. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And just any of that, you see pictures that they've taken from back in the day then, and you know, just big washouts in these fields that it took hours just to till them around to get so you can get through them. You know, Bob Hayes, he did a lot of work on no-till and was one of the pioneers to help this out. And he's talking about, you know, mudslides on blocking state roads and county roads. So a lot of that went on then. And of course, all that material goes in the Mississippi River and down to the Gulf of Mexico. And that's not good on the environment of the river or down at the Gulf. And certainly here where we're losing all our fields, it isn't. So going back there really isn't an option, but I'm afraid that's where we're going to end up going eventually if we can't manage pigweed.
So to recap, for farmers today, their best solution is to just reapply with Liberty, getting rid of those weeds so that they can still, you know, keep the agriculture going for them and their families, keep their livelihood going. So it's really at this point just reapplying and possibly doing cover crop rotation or doing cover crops, crop rotation, as that pretty much the only solutions to make sure we don't revert back to how we were 40 years ago.
Yeah, so you know, really right now it's leaning on Liberty, and then, you know, going forward, using things like cover crops and crop rotation as we get in to start planning for 2024 and 2025, that sort of thing.
Thank you so much, Larry, for sitting down with me, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.